Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I was thinking, listening to Joe Judge yesterday on Carton and Roberts, and then knowing Joe Douglas was going to join us this morning. And we also have Dave Gettleman and Rob Saleh now that... But these football teams, everybody that speaks to the media, the general manager and the head coach, like, actually have some personality. They seem confident. And we went through a stretch there where there was a lot of bad media sessions with the GMs and the head coaches.
It was
Adam
a process.
Gase.
It was a process.
Mike Maccagnan.
Yeah.
Pat Shurmur was rough.
Yeah.
There was a couple of real bad ones in there.
But now we've turned the tide.
And I feel like we have.
That are confident in what they do and what they and how they feel about football and the players that they pick and coach. Yeah, sounds good.
We like Gio.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. But baseball,
you know, it's a process.
Baseball, I mean, you still got Cashman.
See?
Yeah, right, the process for Tannenbaum. Baseball, you still got Cashman, who's very the long-winded, not exciting. Aaron Boone's always like that, coughing when he's talking about stuff,
you know.
Even though he's fun on the afternoons with Greg and Evan. But he's still, his post-game news conference is not that exciting. Rojas, not that exciting.
They talk too much, that's why.
Yeah, that is true.
These general managers talk maybe three times a year, that's about it, publicly.
And this Zach Scott, every time I see him, I feel like he's got a clammy handshake.
Well, we don't really know too much about Zach Scott.
I just know by seeing him on these Zooms, I'm like, that looks like a clammy handshake.
He's got to figure the Zoom out because he's got a shadow around the bottom of his mouth when he's talking.
It looks bizarre.
Yes.
It definitely does. And I do miss Brody because Brody was always good for a good sound bite. I mean, I don't miss him making decisions because he made one of the worst trades in the history of baseball. But I do miss the good soundbite, the good Brody Van Wagenen soundbite. It was good for something. It made you laugh.
Fluid to the top, baby.
Fluid to the top. That's right. We're filling it all the way up. You know, you either say glass half empty or glass half all the way. You know, I'm going to put fluid to the top, and we're going to win a championship.
Now, our optimism has to be adjusted.
All the way. Adjust the optimism. I told you we're going to win a championship this and every year, and we got off to a terrible start, so our... optimism has to be adjusted.
Oh, that poor guy.
And the optimism has been adjusted for the New York Jets. And we're going to be talking to their general manager, Joe Douglas, in just a matter of moments, who is our guy.
He's our guy, yes.
He's not allowed. You know what? I'm going to make a statement here, and as long as you support me. And Joe Douglas joins us, the general manager of the Jets. Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gio. Hey, Boomer. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. I want to make this declaration. Could you only go on our show out of all the shows that are here in New York? Can you just be our guy? Is that okay with you?
you know you guys are my guys.
There we go.
You gotta just make sure you run all that through Eric and Jared.
But they also
have a deal with the other company.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so Joe, let's get into it. In 2016, you were with the Philadelphia Eagles. You guys traded up to draft Carson Wentz. This feels very, very similar to me. And so two questions for you. Is it similar? selecting Zach Wilson? And when did you come to the understanding that Zach was going to be your guy?
I think obviously it's a process that led to this point. You know, just having a chance to really have him spring on the scene this year, having such a great junior season, and getting a chance to watch that tape. And then, you know, when we brought Coach Saleh here and his staff, and we were able to huddle up and really dive into this class, it became pretty clear who our coaches were extremely excited about. You know, just the athleticism, the arm talent, the easy release, the accuracy, anticipation, decision making. I'd say it happened early in this pre-draft process.
All right, so you say, you know, decision making, things of that nature. You really don't have a backup quarterback to speak of on your roster with any sort of experience. I'm sure you're going to attend to that. Is this kid have the ability, do you believe, to start, be your starter on day one?
Well, I mean, well, that's going to be a decision that Coach Saleh makes. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and you're right. It's a young room. It's a young room, but it's a really talented room. And so I think now this week, you know, we're going to huddle up with Coach and his staff, and you know, just survey what's out there. And if there's an opportunity to upgrade any room, we're going to look at it. If there's any opportunities, we're going to try to be aggressive. But you know, we do feel good about the talent in that room, and it's going to be a great competition.
So it's
a great competition.
It's not a competition. He's full of it. He's not.
You can't be our guy and tell us that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all know he's full of it. But this, there's no need to even press him. He's got to say it. We know he's full of it. He's probably smiling on the other end of the phone.
Okay.
We get it, Joe. All right. So anyway, is it fair to say that you didn't go into this draft saying we need a quarterback and we need to reset the quarterback clock? And that's why we have to draft a quarterback number two overall. You went into it saying, you know, we may actually keep Sam as well if we don't fall in love with a quarterback in this draft. Is that how the process went?
That's really accurate, Gio. I mean, we did not walk into this offseason saying we have to make this move. I think once we got together and we had discussions, and there was this groundswell towards the staff, the scouting staff, the coaching staff, really, really liking Zach. It just made sense at the end of the day, you know, for us to do what we did. And I talked about it a few weeks ago when we made the decision to trade Sam. And everybody here loves Sam. Everyone here respects Sam. But we just felt at the end of the day we hit the reset button on the financials, and you know, we wish Sam nothing but the best. We just didn't feel like it was a great environment to have Sam and a rookie here for the season with Coach Saleh and
his
staff.
Makes total sense, Joe. Joe Douglas, GM of the Jets, is joining us. Any truth to the story that the San Francisco 49ers offered you a first-round draft pick for Sam Darnold?
Well, I'm not going to get into any specifics. We had conversations with a few teams, not to get into any specifics, but you know, we made the decision. We were comfortable making it on the timeline that we made it. And again, I wish Sam nothing but the best, and he's going to do a great job down there.
So one of the criticisms of Zach Wilson in his college career was when he faced tougher competition at BYU, numbers not so great, and then he would feast on some of the lower competition. Tell me why that wasn't a concern for you guys.
Well, I didn't necessarily see that, Gio. I saw a young man go into an SEC environment at Tennessee, win that game. I saw him play a ranked team against USC as a sophomore, win that game. Saw him play big in clutch moments. In his freshman bowl game, he went 18 of 18, had a tremendous game. You know, so obviously they didn't win that tough game down at Coastal Carolina. Obviously unique circumstances. I don't think that game was scheduled until a Wednesday. I didn't necessarily have those concerns. We didn't necessarily have those concerns. You know, we see a guy that plays big in big moments.
You know, I feel like we're talking a lot about Zach Wilson, and rightfully so, because you've made a lot of decisions here. The biggest decision maybe this offseason was that the Johnson family gave you control. They made you the guy. You brought in Robert Saleh. How are things are working between you and the coaching staff and this new structure that has been afforded to you?
can't say enough great things about Coach Saleh. He's the man. I mean, just with the energy he brings, you know, his processes that he brought from San Francisco, bringing over Coach LaFleur, who runs a great offensive scheme, bringing over Coach Ulbrich from Atlanta, you know, and this is going to be an attacking defense. And then I thought one of the coolest things we did, and I've talked about it before, but we had our meeting, went over a roster in January with the entire staff, and then the very next week, coaches put together profile tapes on every single position. And so we just dived into every position specific, every critical factor, and that was so important for our staff to really take that information, download it, and apply it to this year's free agent and draft class. So the communication has been outstanding. I feel like we're really on the same page and on priority position, what it takes to win in this league. And I'm so excited he chose to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure that Jet fans are glad to hear that. Oh, so you trade Jamal Adams, you get all this draft capital, and part of getting draft capital means that you can move around the draft board. You can move up, you can move back, you can, you know, kind of meander around and try to get the guys that you want. And Gio and I were on the night that, you know, the first night of the draft, and here comes the trade for the Jets to use some of that draft capital to go up and get Elijah Vera Tucker. How excited were you to be able to get this young man, and did you feel some sort of satisfaction with all that draft capital that you had that you were able to go up and get him?
Boomer, I was ecstatic to get AVT, man. Like, he, for us, we obviously knew what we were going to do at pick two. And so as we were going through the draft and our pre-draft planning, you know, we talked about the possibility of getting aggressive to get a player that we felt really good about. And so if any player that we had in our top 10 started moving outside of the top 10, we were going to try to get aggressive. And so really Elijah was at 14, and that was an easy decision for us, I feel like, to go up and get a player that we think is going to bring the right type of mentality, right type of character, along with his athleticism and versatility, being able to play both guard and tackle.
Talking to Joe Douglas, Jets general manager, and Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know what it's like here now. You've been here long enough. The media, guys like us, the pressure. Some guys succeed in this environment, some don't. When you're evaluating players, including Zach Wilson, who is someone who has spent his entire life in Utah and now is coming to the East Coast to be the Jets quarterback, which is a pressure cooker. It's crazy. Do you look for things in their personality that can handle this area and this type of environment, or are you not even thinking about that in your evaluation?
No, we always think about that. You know, that's going back to you know, when I was in Philadelphia too. It's, you know, playing in Philly, playing in New York, it takes a certain type of ruggedness, you know, emotionally, physically. You have to be a rugged guy, and you have to have confidence, and you have to have mental and physical toughness. And so that was a cool thing about diving into Zach, was that, you know, just doing the Zoom calls, you could see the confidence, the intelligence, his recall, you know, his intensity, his passion, that was right there. And then, you know, just in our talks leading up to the draft, just being with our assistant GM, Rex Hogan, who was at Utah with Urban Meyer back in the day. And, you know, we were talking about him coming from, you know, this transition from Utah to New York City. How's that going to be? And I remember Rex just saying, hey, look, you know, just spending time in Utah. He's like, being the quarterback at the university at BYU is a heavy, heavy burden in that state, you know, in the Mormon religion. And obviously BYU has its own television network. There's a lot of pressure that goes into it. So through it all, Zach handled it well. Adversity, success, he handled both aspects of that really well. And so we feel really comfortable about the person we're bringing in here.
Yeah, it sounds like it too. The other person that I was really excited about and watching film and watching him and play at Ole Miss is Elijah Moore, the guy that you selected in the second round, wide receiver, 5'9". He's basically a bolt of lightning at 4.35 40, I believe. The nice thing about what I think I've seen over the last 2 years from you, Joe, is that your top six draft picks have been offensive players. Michael Carter is included in that this year. And, of course, you have Denzel Mims and Mekhi Becton from last year, that you recognized that you had to rebuild this offense. And by I guess, selecting Elijah Moore along with Zach Wilson, you are right in the middle of rebuilding this whole thing.
No, definitely excited about these playmakers that we've brought in. And, you know, there's a lot of chapters in this book to be written, but we feel good about the last 2 years, the speed, the playmaking ability, explosiveness that we've been able to bring in here.
So when you have a big draft class, you obviously turn the roster over. Last year was last year, and you don't even want to think about it anymore. You got a lot of young guys you want to contribute right away. Do you think about making sure that guys are ready, or do you say part of being ready when you come into a roster like this is, I mean, we're throwing you into the fire to see how they react. How many of these guys that you brought in do you expect to see playing right away?
Look, I think every person is unique in the way that they come in here, you know. And you know, we saw it last year. There were rookies that came in, and you know, they were ready day one. One of the best players on the team, and some guys need that extra time. They need to get acclimated. I think everyone develops at different rates. But the one thing that we really want to be, and this is our focus, and I know I've said this before, but we want to be a player development machine, and that takes the right support staff and strength conditioning and training and nutrition, sports science, the coaching staff. We're all in this together in terms of player development. And so, you know, we want to come up with individual player development plans for each guy, because not every guy comes in and is going to hit the ground running. There's an acclimation process, and so we just want to make sure that these individual player development plans help with this process.
Yeah, I mean, damn, your coaching staff, you got a bigger roster there than you do actually of players. It seems like so. You got a lot of those guys. You know, you told us when you were a Raven scout that one of the things that you took pride in was the undrafted free agent, that you wanted to find the diamond in the rough. How'd that go for you this year?
You know, we feel great about that. You know, we were able to sign several guys that were on our draftable board, not having a seventh round pick, guys that we certainly would have considered if we had a seventh round pick. So we feel good about the guys that we signed after the draft. Now, look, they've got a great opportunity. They've got a great opportunity to come in here, show that they belong, compete. You know, we've had undrafted free agents. A lot of key undrafted free agents come in the last few years and make their mark, you know, from Bryce Huff to Javelin Guidry came in and finished strong this year. I think he had four forced fumbles towards the back half of the season. So I think it's a great opportunity for these guys, because ultimately it's not where you start. I mean, I'm sure they're upset that they weren't drafted, but it's an opportunity to finish strong.
Which Michael Carter do you like better? Is it the running back from North Carolina, because you took him before the other Michael Carter? Do you have a preference in these two Michael Carters?
I said it's
one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And it was funny because as I was watching the draft, they made a mistake on the coverage. They started playing the highlights of the other Michael Carter when you took the running back Michael Carter. And then you ended up taking both of them.
No, I mean, so we do this meeting with our scouting staff, and the coordinators were involved, and we do it the day before the last day of the draft, the morning of the last day of the draft, excuse me, and it's really like the last chance for our scouts to really stand on the table. It's like put your stamp on this player, put your initials on this player, and so our scout on the East Coast, he says, "I want Michael Carter," and I go, "Which one?" He goes, "Yes."
You wanted both of them.
MC squared. Yes. I got you. So, there's a lot of passion in the building for both Michael Carters, and both of these guys have a chance to come in here and help us.
So now this is it. Like, this is your team. You had a weird beginning of when you started. You've got your coach. You've got your quarterback. You've got two full draft classes underneath your belt, if that is even a phrase, under your belt. So now that it's your team, the pressure gets ratcheted up. I mean, this is what you wanted, though, and you're comfortable in everything that you've done to this point. Does it feel like Joe Douglas's team finally?
It's not. It's our team. Like, it's not a Joe Douglas team. This is a Coach Sala, Woody Johnson, Christopher Johnson. You know, we're all in this together. You know, our scouting staff, our coaching staff, and you know, everybody understands the pressure. You know, it, being in this market, being in the city, it's a win now mentality, and I love it. I love the passion that this fan base has. And, you know, I know Coach Sala and his staff, they just want to get better every day, you know, really brick by brick. And so I feel good about these young guys that we brought in. I feel good about the speed and explosiveness that we brought in. And, you know, we just got to get on the grass and get better.
If I ask you a question about Aaron Rodgers, you're going to give me the stock answer. You can't talk about another team's player. You're going to give me a real answer.
I can't go into other teams' players. That's tampering.
All right,
I love these draft picks too much. I can't lose any of them.
You're right, right. Of course. I do understand that. I'm not going to put you into a tough spot. All right, very good, Joe. We appreciate your time, as always. It's great talking to you. No other radio shows, okay? Just us for the rest of your tenure here with the Jets.
All right, fellas. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right, Joe. Take care. Good luck.
Have a good one.
See you, man.
That's the general manager of the Jets.
Yeah.
Joe Douglas. It is his team. I know he wants to, you know, put the pressure on everybody else. You know, it's not just him.
I told you, the best thing they did, man, is they gave him the ability to do what he needs to do, and that's run the franchise. And that's all you could ask. And he has rebuilt the franchise. It's been a lot of pain getting here.
Yes, sir.
And there may be even some more pain moving forward with a young quarterback. But, you know, what's going to be interesting is to seeing how the first-time head coach handles the sideline and handles the game management aspect of it.
Let's go to the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's up, Jerry?
All right, guys, very interesting night. As we know, we've been through it all this morning. One thing we discussed last hour was the oddity that happened in the Cardinals' win over the Mets last night, 6-5 in the ninth.
And oh, the lights go out. Are you kidding?
With two out in the ninth inning, the lights go out.
Oh, my God.
At Busch Stadium.
How long are we going to be here for this?
Gary and Keith on SNY.
As a matter of fact, too, right?
I tell you what, they're very lucky that that pitch wasn't thrown, you know, with Alonzo up, because God knows where it goes. The catcher wouldn't be able to see it. It could have been a mess.
Well, at least he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, but you saw the umpire at Citi Field over the weekend is wearing a mask, and the guy was knocked into tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that was tipped.
Well, what did you think that would have been?
Who knows? I don't know.
100.
Change-up could have been a ball in the dirt. Who knows?
Okay, fair enough.
And by the way, it just goes to show you that Keith is old school.
Oh, yeah.
As Jerry said this morning, you know, the lights back when we played wouldn't turn right back on.
That was your boy G that said that. He's right. It would have taken forever for those lights to come back on.
Yep, LEDs now. Just like that.
Boom.
Right back on.
Yes. So he was only delayed like literally 30 seconds of getting home. Not that big a deal. 6-5, Cardinals beat the Mets. All around lousy night because, A, the Mets blew a lead. They were up 5-2 early and wound up losing because Joey Lucchesi was terrible. He allowed all six runs over 2 2/3. Here was Luis Rojas. Everything was going okay, and then they weren't.
It happened quick. You know, everything was after two outs, and we got Gselman up and warm up, but not in time before everything happened after the two outs.
Yep, two outs, nobody on, and then hit after hit after hit. Little home run added, hit, not good. Here was Lucchesi. This is not how I drew it up.
Came in this game feeling really good, and yeah, man, I don't know. I felt really well, but just wasn't my day.
Also had the strikeout that wasn't to Nolan.
You know, I mean, Lindor had every opportunity to keep this game.
He was 0-4. Yeah, he was 0-4.
Man, how many guys did he leave on base? Four?
Probably.
Six, I think.
Was it six?
I think it might have been six.
I know what, you know, in the sixth inning, I think he had two on, right? And two and one out?
It has been a major struggle for Francisco Lindor.
Almighty.
Yes.
The bases loaded and struck out.
I said 161. He's batting 163, so I'm sorry. He'll get to 161 when he strikes out in his first at bat tonight. Or flies out, because he does a lot of that, a lot of flying out. You also had the Mets firing Chili Davis and assistant hitting coach Tom Slater. They hire Hugh Quattlebaum, or I should say promote him from their minor league director of hitting development position. Here was GM Zach Scott. Had to do it.
Our job is to support the players and put them in a position to succeed as a baseball operations group. And that we just felt like the players needed a different level of support.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that Steve Cohen has like a batting cage in his backyard, so when he invites the players up to have dinner with him and gets to meet them, that he can actually take them out back and watch how they hit?
I think it could be possible.
Yeah, pitching machine too. You're going to need that. You know,
Look at this way. I got a pitching machine in a cage in my backyard, and I'm worth nothing.
Well, I mean, Steve Cohen's got
a fortune.
He's got to have a massive.
He might have a field. Right? He might have a field in his backyard.
Yeah, he may. Whole stadium back there.
Yes.
I think he just took Shea Stadium. They said that they demolished it, but he actually got it airlifted.
He recreated it.
To Greenwich.
You never know. Tonight, Jacob DeGrom faces Johan Oviedo as the Mets try to get back on the winning side of things. They have fallen under 500 again at 11 and 12. And the Cardinals have won a few in a row now. They're 17-12 on the season. Yankees look to move over 500. They have played well. Granted, it was the Tigers. Understood. Well, tonight they get the Astros, who are 15-13 on the season. Domingo Herman, Zach Greinke, the starters there. Full game coverage on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. And bad news for the Dodgers. One of their good starting pitchers, Dustin May, was having had issues with his UCL. He is having Tommy John surgery sometime today, so his season is over. I'll get you the good from last night, and that would be your Knicks, who win and win and win some more.
With this win, the Knicks will clinch their first winning season in 8 years. They'll improve to 37-28 with just 7 games to go, and the Knicks are now 12-1 in their last 13 games.
Now, I should have checked this, but I actually just thought of it. When do you think it was the last time they won 12 of 13?
The way that Mike Breen said that last night, it was like eons.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. 12 of 13, most teams don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think they did that in the Carmelo years. No way.
I don't know. I mean, they did win 56 games, so I guess it's possible, but I don't remember a stretch like this in a very long time.
Yeah, like last night, you know, Carmelo passed what? He became 10th
Elvin
all
Hayes,
time.
Yes.
So he became 10th all time, but they lost the game.
Portland did lose to the Hawks, correct.
Right. They were still celebrating that.
I mean, he's a role player at this point. But, I mean, he's in the top 10 of scoring all time.
Yeah.
Compiler.
Perhaps. But he still is top 10 scoring. Pretty good. Here's Derrick Rose. He's happy to be a part of what's going on with this team. He was on MSG.
We believe in each other, you know. I'm a newcomer. So, just I'm happy to be in this situation. The guys are allowing me to play the way that I play. And it's all coming together.
And he just gushes over Thibodeau. I did not realize he had such a good relationship with Thibodeau, but it certainly is very clear that they do.
He was here last. Who was his coach?
Who?
Derrick Rose.
Was it Hornacek?
I'd have there been so many of them. I don't know.
I think it was probably Hornacek.
I'd have to go check.
I don't really want to think about these names anymore.
Knicks in Denver tomorrow while you've got the Nets in Milwaukee tonight as they finish out these two games. We will have it for you on The Fan at 7:15. And then finally, of course, the whole thing with the Rangers and Tom Wilson. The Capitals wound up winning the game 6-3. Wilson, the misconduct, 14 minutes of penalty time as he was punching Pavel Buchnevich on the side of the head. Then he pulled Artemi Panarin by his hair down. Panarin left the game with a lower body injury. I'll just give you one from this. This was David Quinn says, nothing new with this guy.
You saw what happened. And, you know, happens time and time again with him. And it's just it's totally unnecessary.
And we will see what the league
does.
You
know, the amazing thing is, yeah, his last play on the ice may be an empty net goal.
Oh, yep, which was the final goal last night.
You know, what he did to Buchnevich there, I know we've seen it a million times this morning.
What a dork.
But, like, that's what MMA guys do when they get somebody down to the ground. They start punching their head like
that. Yeah, sure.
This was like an MMA thing. It's an NHL hockey game. It's insanity.
It could be the last play he ever had.
We'll see. I don't know. We will see.
Could you imagine that? An empty net goal. See ya.
Oh, imagine the NHL actually suspending someone for the rest of their
You mean for good?
Career?
Or you mean for the season?
I would think, well, there's only three games left in the season.
Well,
I think,
and the playoffs. I don't just mean the last three
games.
I'll
tell you what I would do here is for the playoffs and at least 10 games next year.
Yeah, I mean, that would certainly send a message, and he'd lose a lot of money that way.
And he'd really hurt his team.
And if you really want to end it, you suspend the guy for a full season without pay.
That's the other thing.
No one will do this again.
Supposedly he's on a short leash.
Right.
Everybody says it. All the announcers say it.
And then he does this.
And even listening to Sam and Joe last night, you know, Sam was just incredulous.
Yeah.
Like
what is
Sam
he doing?
Sam's going to be like that. He's never like that.
Anyway, Rangers eliminated from the playoffs with the loss, and the Bruins win over the Devils 3-0, and the Sabres beat the Islanders 4-2. Time now for what they call this thing, Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
And indeed, the Mets have a new hitting coach. We have discussed it all morning long. His last name is Quattlebaum. G wondered if Mike would struggle with the name, and then his former partner might struggle too. Who knows?
Who's it going to be? Is it going to be the kid Pryor, or are they going to play McLaughlin or Quattlebaum? Is it going to be Quattlebaum?
McGonagall.
All kidding aside, how does Russo handle this name?
Oh, God. I don't want to know. He's probably going to say something that you're not allowed to say. I didn't even know you could say that. Am I allowed to say quat on the air? I understand it's a serious XM, the whole thing, but I mean, am I allowed? Eddie Erickson, am I allowed to say quat? is that something? Am I going to get Stevie Cohen going to get upset with me and send me a fine letter for saying quat? Quattlebaum. Jeez. How do you get these people from? I mean, only the Mets could fire a guy named Chili, hire a guy named Quat.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Have a great Tuesday.
That's very actually good. Funnier the second time.
Very good. Thank you, Jerry.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
If you met Melinda Gates at a party post-divorce with Bill Gates, do you act like you don't know who she is? So to make her think that you're not after her cash? Like, let's say someone introduces you to Melinda Gates, and I'm obviously hypothetically us, and I can't hear you.
What? I'm so sorry. It would be like running into Mackenzie Scott. Now, who's Mackenzie Scott? That's
Bezos. Yeah.
His ex-wife.
Yeah.
Now, I think she remarried. I would think that, you know, they run in the same circles.
Okay.
So I would imagine that everybody knows who everybody is. So there's no way that you would not know who Melinda Gates is. Just like who you would not, you'd have to know who Mackenzie Scott is.
All right, well, let's just say hypothetically, just for the conversation.
Okay.
If someone says, hey, Melinda, I got somebody that you should meet, and you're that person, I think the move would be to act like, oh, what do you do, that type of thing, or like, don't know, and then she was probably play coy, because you got to make sure, but even though you know the whole time, you got to make sure that you prove to her that you're not after the cash when you're really after the cash.
Yeah, it'd be really hard for somebody like her, I think, to find somebody who didn't know who she was.
I mean, she's not, I mean, could you pick Melinda Gates out of a lineup?
So when you meet somebody, do you say, hey, hi, you know, my name's Greg Giannotti. She, oh, hi, I'm Melinda Gates. Or does she use her maiden name and then you do go Google her?
Hmm, interesting. Maybe she just uses a totally different name altogether. See, I think that's got to be tough for someone like Melinda Gates if she wants to get into another relationship. You know, she has to choose from either the small pool of divorced or single billionaires in that whole world, or she can't go to like a normal person because she's never going to believe if the love is true.
Maybe she already has a normal person. Do you ever think of that?
What do you mean? Do you think she's already messing around here?
Well, I mean, but you never know.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, Bill Gates, same thing. I mean, Bill Gates, same deal.
Yeah, I don't.
130 billion he's got. Well, now he's going to have to what, 65.
Mackenzie Scott is very attractive.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Melinda Gates?
I've just in the last couple of days because of this divorce stuff that's come out. I've seen her. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
I just believe that, like, the both of them probably run in the same circles. So,
okay.
You know, whether it be philanthropic circles, whether it be business circles, you know, they have the foundation that they do together and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I understand. So how about I went on many years ago, 2008, but I went on a couple of dates with someone who turned out to be a relative of famous people, and they didn't tell me right away. And then when I found out, it blew my mind. I might have told you this already.
I don't think you did, but...
Yeah. So it was... Girl was great, funny, liked her. Turned out to be the granddaughter of Lucille Ball. And then at that point, I was like, oh, wow.
No, I did hear this.
But then she, like, you know, right. Second I found that out, I think I might have acted like a certain way.
Like, and then acted I was, a certain way because her grandmother was...
I thought Lucille it was cool. Ball? I was like, oh, that's awesome. I figured they had money and stuff. I was like, this is great. Marry into a famous family. Could be hanging out. You know, like, think about that.
You'd be the grandson-in-law of Lucille Ball.
I could tell people about that. It's going to be great. And that was the end of that. It was dropped like a bad habit.
You take her to meet your family and be like, does she look close? Does she look like someone you've seen on TV? Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
I walk in the door. Hey, I'm home.
Ball's out. So I know your mom and dad are getting ready to celebrate a big anniversary.
That's right, 50 years.
So if you were to, like, and I'm just saying, again, hypothetical, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but, like, you brought Mackenzie Scott home to your mom and dad, And this is who I'm dating. It's Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah.
And nobody knew who anybody was.
All right, so they don't know this is Bezos' ex who
you
got
know it, but they don't know it.
Yeah, okay.
How do you play that?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'd probably have to walk her into saying how much money she had. That's what I would be like, oh, you were on a yacht, right? Don't you own an island? Stuff like that.
Okay.
You're gonna say, yeah. You know, my dad has always had a small plane, like, you know, recreational.
Maybe we can get a G5.
Be like, Mackenzie, you know about planes, right? You have, what, 3-4 private jets? That's how I would probably do it.
You got that 747? Maybe we could take that.
But I always think about it. That's all I was thinking about with Bill and Melinda Gates.
I'll be Jed Teterboro. Take me out to Islip.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't have to deal with the traffic.
Yeah, helicopter every morning. Why not? As long as the weather's okay. But I always think about that. Like, does Bill Gates end up with somebody else at this point in his life? And does he do, like, does he pick a new partner? And is that love genuine, or is that person just after the rest of his money? You know? Like, if he ends up with, like, a 25-year-old, we know what he's thinking, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, would you, like, you got $65 billion.
That's split.
Split between the two of them, because there's no prenup.
So each gets 65.
Yeah, each gets 65.
What's it worth,
billion.
About 170 billion?
I think it's about
130?
130, yeah.
130 billion?
130 billion.
It's probably more than that. If that's what's reported, it's more than that.
Okay, it's more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of scrajol, as they say in the business, for the Gates people.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.